bless you. God bless you. There's a scripture before we sit down. In John chapter 15, verse 13 to 16. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ said.
Greater love hath no man than this.
Greater love hath no man than this. What?
That a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you.
Are the friends of Jesus here today? Hallelujah.
Henceforth I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Amen. In hymn number 80, a friend of Jesus, oh what bliss, that one so vile as I can have such a friend.
A friend.
answer.
Friendship with Jesus.
Friendship. Yes, Lord.
With Jesus.
That's right.
Fellowship divine.
Fellowship divine.
Oh, what blessed sweet communion.
Is your friend, then do something to let him know that you acknowledge him. God bless you. Be seated. Be seated. Amen. It is in this ministry we try by all means to be as practical as possible in our service to God. And that is why we have some unique programs in the church. Annual programs that include family deliverance, Holy Ghost baptism. And you know, family deliverance is always during the Easter period. Holy Ghost baptism is always around June. Holy Ghost baptism will call attention to the whole essence of the cross. The whole essence of the cross is for man to receive eternal life. And we take almost a whole month, 21 days, talking about it every day. For 21 days. For people to know the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We also have our Children's Day youth fellowship programs, men fellowship, women fellowship, and including our annual prayer programs like our December prayer camp. I want you to note, as a pastor of this church, one unique thing I will want you to note about this man is that I am not a follow person. I don't do things because other people do it. Even if they do it, I will do it not because they do it, but because I know there is benefit in doing it. And so any of this program we organize is to help our spiritual lives. Avail yourself, participate, and be a partaker of that benefit. Every year we have a week we set aside as our Thanksgiving week. Hallelujah. It is a period for us to call the attention of the people to see the need to live a life of gratitude. Gratitude, not just towards God, but generally in your life, generally, put on a heart filled with gratitude. There are benefits to it. Remember that God loads us with benefits. The Bible, like we took last week, in Psalm 14, where he says, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And I say some Christians are actually foolish. Who is that fool that says there is no God, says it in his heart? Is that particular Christian that lives his life without acknowledging God. Like we saw the 10 lepers in Luke chapter 17, where maybe let's read the story in full from verse 11. Luke chapter 17.
And it came to pass,
verse 11.
As he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger.
And what did he tell him?
And he said unto him,
this is where the benefit is.
Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
The faith here is a revelation. The revelation you have. And you can't have that revelation until your heart is also conditioned in that direction. That whenever anybody does anything good for you, show gratitude. It is a little child, even little children, all parents teach them. Immediately somebody gives a child something, you will hear the mother says, what do you say? Oh, the child will now say, thank you, sir. You are teaching the child the way he should go, and when he grows, he will live a grateful lifestyle. God also expects it from us. But unfortunately, Christians are not able to catch this. Most Christians, I have met many. As I am a pastor. And from the way you come to me for counseling, the way you talk, I know that you live a life more of grumbling and murmuring than appreciating God. See, listen to me when I give you an exhortation. I am a practical person. Christianity is practical. It's not intellectualism. It's not sweet to talk. It is practical. Anything this Bible tells you to do, do it. And there is nothing it tells us to do that is difficult. It said, my yoke is what?
Easy.
And my burden is light.
Light.
Oh, glory be to God. There is nothing God tells you to do that is difficult for any human being to do. The most difficult aspect of it, that the one that man could not do, was the fact that man could not save himself. Man had no ability to save himself. That was the only difficult situation man found himself. I told Pastor Lumide, I said, the most exciting time of my day is when I am preaching about the cross of Jesus. There is an excitement I have anytime I talk about what the Lord did on the cross of Calvary. No wonder. The book in Revelation chapter 5 that was on the right hand of him that sat on the throne, no man, John saw it. No man was qualified to go and collect that book. No man was qualified. That book that was sealed with seven seals within and without. It was the title deed of redemption. It was the CFO of this earth that was lost, withdrawn because man lost the right. And David was not qualified. Abraham was not qualified. Elijah was not qualified. Elisha was not qualified. No human being was qualified. William Branham was not qualified. Pastor Moses was not qualified. Adeboye was not qualified. The Pope of Rome was not qualified. Oh, glory be to God. No human being was qualified. And John was weeping because our freedom lies in that book. He was crying until that angel came and told him, one of the elders said, hey, don't cry, don't worry. That matter has been settled. And as he turned, who did he see? Who did he see that has prevailed? The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, glory be to God. Who was he describing there? He came as a lamb and collected that book. Amen. He shouted, it is finished. He went to the grave and defeated the grave. Oh, glory be to God. Now, Christians don't die. Christians sleep. Our grave is a bedroom for us to sleep. But one of these days, Lazarus, come forth. Moses, Alu, come forth. Why will I not appreciate this Jesus? Why will I not thank him? Oh, glory be to God. Why will I not serve him? Why will I not worship him? How can I catch this revelation and live a grumbling life? He set me free. He set me free. He set me free. Praise the Lord. He set me free. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But man is beclouded, you know, with immediate problems around us. So we tend to forget all the blessings we have been receiving from God. When you receive this one, the next one, you are looking for the next one again to receive from him. And if it doesn't come, you forget the one he did it before. I pray that at the end, that we'll be able to achieve something, the reformatting of our brain, to live a life of gratitude. Like I said, not only to God, but to fellow human beings around you that you benefit anything from. It has its effect. Hallelujah. It has its effect. Praise the Lord. Now listen very well. Don't play politics with issues of life. When your father chastises you, he's wanting you to know that you have done something wrong. And until you acknowledge it, you will never have peace with him. Even that action is an expression of love.